This is Engineer Eric from the Jimmy Doan Show. You're listening to our August 5th, 2011 Jimmy Doan Show.
Now, the question is...
Hold on. Yeah, there's the question, man. The question is, how fast does it take our bumper music to come up before it actually starts to kick in?
Come on, bumper music. Come on, come on. I got something to say. Hello? Where is it?
You plugged the thing in the wrong thing, man.
There it is.
I can't believe
it. That's okay. It's kind of funny. We'll leave it in.
I didn't have my glasses.
It's all right. And the reason why is because Jimmy was at Geek Fest.
I was totally at Geek Fest. I love Geek Fest.
But before we get to that, happy birthday, Jimmy.
Yeah, no, that's a sad thing. Of course, Jimmy is now in his seventh decade of life.
Seventh century.
Really?
Seventh decade, not century. Oh. Hello. I'm not fucking Methuselah.
No. Are you sure?
Are you sure?
And, God
that's
love
my point
you.
There.
No, seriously. Mathematic. We were supposed to have it yesterday on Obama's birthday.
Uh-huh.
Which is also Mrs. Jimmy's birthday.
She loves that, too.
Oh, yeah.
She's not too happy about that. No, I'm telling you, she wasn't invited to the $30 million fundraiser.
What?
Weird.
No, she wasn't. She said she had $30, but she wasn't going to give it to him.
Oh.
They didn't invite her.
You didn't write the $70,000 check from...
I wrote it. I signed an S clause.
Right.
And sent it right in.
And sent it right in, yeah.
That's
cash
right.
This, MF. So anyway... that's right. So anyway, it's been like months since we had a Jimmy Doan show, right?
Welcome back.
Woo! Welcome back. That's right. We're gonna do well. We actually have a couple of decent things to talk about, but not much. There have been some stories, but they've all kind of like gone away. And, oh, by the way, we have Counselor Curtis.
Hey, what's happening?
And he's doing well with the whatever he does. Engineer Eric.
I'm still here trying to do
still here,
cool
that's
stuff,
right. He's going to have to mix this rascal and put it up in the next night. I sent a note out yesterday telling everybody that the dang thing would be up like tonight or tomorrow. And you guys...
Well, it's going to be like tonight.
That's right. It's going to be
like
that's
tomorrow.
Right, that's right. The days are still getting shorter. It's not a big deal. Jimmy is, believe it or not, his fruit is fruiting outside.
The fruit.
Is amazing.
In your victory garden?
In my victory garden. That's right now. Speaking of victory gardens.
It actually didn't look like the same lady's victory garden she had in her front yard over here.
I understand that. But let me tell you something. It turns out that this may be like... I don't know if I'm going to get raided by a SWAT team, but it turns out that in Venice, California, literally, if you see the video, and I sent you the link, and we're going to put the link up. Don't give me... Jack Rhodes,
Jack
hello.
Rhodes.
Sorry. I got ahead of time on the link on this. What is so funny about this is there's this place called Rawsome, which stands for Raw Foods, Awesome, whatever. You know, how'd you come up with the name? Well, we put an R in front of Awesome. Okay, that was it. No, I'm serious. This is a co-op that you have to join. There is it's a non-profit.
Bunch of criminals?
No. Yeah, right. Exactly right. Yeah, you'd think so. Anyway, the videos are all over the internet. And you have to Google Rawsome Raid or whatever the hell it is. The point is this. What's so great about it? These are the greenies from hell. Okay, these are the greenies from heaven, excuse me. These are people who are so mild-mannered. I mean, they are like squishy people, okay? These are people that...
would have probably been at Woodstock.
Oh, no. They would have, like, totally been at Woodstock.
Right. Some of their parents still have cars parked at Woodstock.
Exactly. I mean, these are the people who are...
They turned them into planners.
These are people who are... would never carry any weapon more than a fingernail on their life, okay?
Right.
It would be dull even then.
It's dull. That's right.
Filed
now, here's
down.
The deal. Here's the deal. Five, count them, five U.S. agencies, including federal, state, and local agencies, raided this place. Dressed, mind you, in terrorist uniforms. Kevlar, masks, the whole deal. It's all in the video. The surveillance video is there. They walked in just like you see
CSI Miami.
CSI Miami, right. With their, you know how they hold their gun with one hand and the other one palms it.
With a flashlight.
With a flashlight. Exactly,
right,
exactly.
Right, right,
and they're all dressed in black
with a thing
that says, you know.
Giving the hand signals.
That's right, exactly.
Heads twisting around.
This is all on the security video. This is nothing like
a meth lab bust.
Dangerous.
Exactly. No. A meth lab bust would be calm compared to that.
Right.
They walked in, guns drawn. Now, you have to understand, these people make sheep look like bulls.
Right.
And they walked in ready to kill these people for what? I'm sorry.
They had dangerous dairy products.
They had dangerous dairy products, raw milk. Okay, this is what you have to see the video to believe it. You walk in, you think, What does the cop... you know, when the kid sees the video, the kid, his son, okay? 8-year-old, 9-year-old...
The cop's son?
The cop's son says, Dad, what were you doing? Well, we were worried for our life. I mean, from what? Sheep's wool? Not the sheep, but the sheep's wool.
Jimmy's choking himself out of the show here.
I am sitting.
That gives you an idea of how ridiculous this is. That's a times ten on the Jimmy factor.
Wait, I'm not done yet.
It sounds like you're done.
Yeah, he interviewed the guy according. You know, the he might have been the he won the five agencies were like the FDA, the local cops, the local sheriff. The local California
milk
board, whatever. Right. All the and they're all dressed in like SWAT uniforms.
Was this by Sacramento or
no? Venice.
It's
in Venice.
Okay.
Anyway, the point is that this club is
Venice, California.
Yes, Venice, California.
Oh, well, have you ever been to Venice? You've been to Venice?
I only watch the skate ladies.
Man, you talking about Venice Beach or Venice?
Yeah, Venice.
Oh, okay. They're different places.
Well, I don't know.
Probably.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I'm guessing they're close.
No, yeah. they got to be different. We should know that.
That was a guy with the gumballs.
Doesn't matter. Anyway, the point is that these guys, what they've got is a club. You have to sign in. It's not like a store where you can just walk in. You have to sign in.
A mob.
Sign a waiver and say, I expect that this milk is poison. I don't care.
Right.
Anyway, they had cheese. They had natural cheese, natural honey. Everything's natural. Mm. It's natural foods, natural broccoli, whatever. All organic, okay? So the SWAT team comes in, guns drawn, ready to... Exactly.
Yeah, ready to wipe him out.
And ready to wipe him
out.
Well,
the guy had a fork.
And no, actually, he had worse than that. He had a laser thermometer that looked like a gun.
Yeah.
Well, and he was waving a piece of organic broccoli.
Right. And he looked like Jerry Garcia, and he had a guitar on him.
And what's funny about this is when you look at the people, they aren't like your typical 60s hippies. These are like normal people that I would... The girls especially jump on them in a heartbeat. No problem.
Okay, Jimmy, that's not saying anything.
Okay. Oh, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, all right, but other than that, they look like normal, regular people.
So they interviewed one of the guys, one of the five agencies. They Opposites. Went to the head guy. I don't know which one it was. And they said, gosh, how can you justify this? He says, well, and he went through the litany of how many people were dying from raw milk. And he's, you know, basically, according to him, there were corpses laying all over California with milk distended from their mouths and their bodies. And, I mean, you listen to this guy and you think, he's not even, it would be nice if he was only from another planet, but he's from another planet and another dimension.
Right.
It doesn't, I mean, it's just stunning to imagine what they think that raw milk will do to you. I mean, and look, not only that, wait a minute. Then they confiscated the raw honey from bees. No, and not only that, they said they're taking samples, they took it all. No, there were like, I don't know, 19 or 20 bottles of this. We're taking samples.
And they put little bee handcuffs
on
the bees?
I guess. Well, I don't know. But all the milk, of course, they dumped it.
Right.
I mean, let me just finish. You have to understand, this was a organic store. It wasn't only raw milk, which is bad enough. It was everything organic.
Right. Vegetables.
I mean, everything was... And they
smashing the tomatoes with their SS boot.
And the reason... That's right. And the reason, of course, that they did all this was they didn't have a permit.
Your papers are not in order.
That's exactly right. It's not illegal to do this in California, but you didn't have the permit. Mm. Oh, my God. This is like
means they're not taking a piece of it.
Oh, my God. Hey, I just...
Wait, where's a piece of the action,
hey,
huh?
Yo.
So, anyway, recently, of course, there have been 36 million pounds of turkey recalled because one person died, and they think that 76 people got sick in the United States of America, so they decided to destroy 36 million pounds of turkey. You know, it's amazing.
Who owns that turkey farm, Bill
Cargill.
Gates?
Cargill. Okay. Cargill. Apparently, it's Cargill turkey. They found, I don't know, a wayward turkey in Arizona someplace, I don't know, and he coughed something up, a hairball or something, and so they decided to recall 36 million pounds. I mean, I'm going like, hey, cook it.
Right.
Yeah. No.
Cook it.
Right.
You don't eat, if you're worried about it, cook it.
Right. Yeah.
So anyway.
Jimmy, we all know that the founding fathers were totally against raw milk.
Absolutely. Right. No, they would
George
never
Washington
drink it.
Would never drink it.
No, right. No right. Way. They didn't. No, of course not.
Oh, no.
No. And they wouldn't drink whiskey.
No. No, of course not. Or smoke tobacco and firearms.
No. Right. And have firearms. Oh, no. This is, see, the beauty of it was before the Second Amendment, there were no guns.
Right. Well, right. Then things evolved, and now there's a different paradigm that we have to deal with.
That's right. So that's right. So they didn't have any guns back then. What they did is they beat the Brits overhead with a stick.
Right.
And told them, get out of town.
And they said, oh, so sorry.
So sorry. So sorry. We're out of here now. Hey, get back. Oh, let's run back to the ship, eh? Well, then, of course, the other thing with what is amazing, of course, what all this brings about is this, is the policification of America. They had several stories this week about the lemonades, the 4-year-old girl with the lemonades.
Yeah, stand. Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're going like...
The 11-year-old girl with the woodpecker?
Exactly, the 11-year-old girl with the woodpecker. I mean, you Google this stuff and you think, what, have you guys gone completely out of your minds? Right. And I just wonder, when the policeman, when the SWAT guy goes home at night and says, hi, son, good to see you.
They
did
kids.
You Google my name? Or did you Google my... See me, look at me, that's me with the gun. Okay, I'm walking through, I'm ready to shoot somebody. Aren't you proud of me, son? I'm thinking...
Right.
Yeah,
and I busted up that lemonade stand.
I busted up that limousine.
Could.
I tell you, that little 4-year-old loved her. I taught her a lesson about capitalism.
Look at this.
You can't have it.
I just clicked on the link, and it says 404 error. This page does not exist on one of the lemonade stand ones.
No, it's amazing. So
the
bottom line is what you look at is then the next thing that occurs that you look at as you scroll through the things that are applicable here, you look at Syria. Syria has tanks blasting their own citizens for their own protection. I'm serious. There are like hundreds of
them.
They have tanks
protection.
Walking through the citizens. Oh, I'm sorry. This is for your own protection. Kablam! You wonder, how long is it before the SWAT team shows up here? I'm sorry, Jimmy. This is for your own protection. Kaboom!
Yeah.
That's it. So anyway, that's why we're in...
I hate to point this all out, but this is all symptomatic of the big issue of the day.
Which is
the debt and
you're right,
the economy,
exactly right,
basically.
The debt and the economy, you're exactly correct. And of course, what I love about this is the markets, no fools they.
Oh yeah,
the markets have figured it all out, which is why gold has been oscillating like a yo-yo. The DJI
still breaking records,
records. Yeah. I mean, seriously, and people are wondering, gee, I wonder if gold will break 1600. I wonder if it breaks 1700. I wonder. The point is, they are so screwed up. This debt thing. Here's the deal. Here's what I love about this debt thing, which is so funny. You watch these pundits, even the guys that are the Tea Partiers, which, of course, are accused of being terrorists. Now, it's not only Biden, who's a loon, but it is...
we can write him off.
Him off. But here, I'm looking at this.
He's just the VP.
Here's an article by Joe... I'm looking at this. Joe somebody or another. And it's called The Tea Party's War on America.
Oh my God.
No, seriously, it's big articles right here. It's by Joe Nocera, whatever it is, and he's a pundit, whatever. The Tea Party's war. Now, he's not alone. I downloaded about a half a dozen of these things. There are a whole ton of columnists, pundits, and news reporters, mind you, people who report the news with no bias.
Right.
And the article is Tea Party War on America.
Right. I've been shocked at the treatment of this. I mean, I know the media is liberal, but they're not even getting the argument right.
No, that's right. No, that's the whole point. They're not even getting it right. You know, I'm sorry. Dissent is not allowed in this country because you're idiots.
Right. No, look,
which is fine. I don't mind you being an idiot, but you're still allowed to do it, I think.
Absolutely. You know, I've heard people say things like, this debate has been bad for America.
Oh, no. The MSM. Like, no, and there were some people that said the MSM is irresponsible.
Right, right.
Irresponsible in giving time to the Tea Party terrorists. Irresponsible. The MSM should shun them.
Right, right.
Like you do in a Amish community, Amish community, whatever it is. Okay, the point is this. The markets understand what's going on because the DJI and the gold has gone through the ceiling. The markets understand that. But people have tried to explain this to the illiterates on exactly what happened with the deal that occurred on Monday or whatever.
Right.
Or
right.
Okay. Now here's what happened. Jimmy's going to tell you what happened.
Okay.
We approached the debt limit ceiling in May of $14.3 trillion. Geithner and Bernanke, whatever it is, figured out a way to fudge things until supposedly August 2nd, which was a fudge date anyway. On August 1st, what happened was the United States Congress took out a brand spanking new Visa card to pay off the MasterCard of $14.3 trillion. They took out a brand spanking new empty Visa card of $2.5 trillion, which they can borrow on until about 18 months from now, at which point we'll be precisely at the same point we are today.
Well, only worse.
Only $2.5 trillion worse.
Right.
What I'm saying is, what is so funny about this, what is hysterical, is these people that sit there, even responsible, like Boehner and everybody else are up there, saying things
Boehner.
Like
yeah.
Boehner, whatever. I don't know.
No,
it might
as well be Boehner.
No, right. I like
it. Because I'm
okay,
telling you, man.
Boehner, who knows, whatever.
Yeah, Boehner,
is up there saying,
exactly.
We cut one for everyone. Well, they cut it in the year 3000.
No, did you see the parallelogram of disappointment?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
I missed that.
Oh, yeah, no, this is John Stewart covered it. He showed the graph of the spending.
Okay.
And it's like this giant red square with a raised side as the spending increases.
Yeah.
And then there's this sliver of black cut off of the top.
Right.
That starts off at a pinpoint in today's in today's year.
Right.
And then slowly grows like a very thin pie slice up to 10 years from now,
right,
where we save the bulk of the $1 trillion that we supposedly
right,
saved.
Right.
I mean, the amount that was saved relative to the spending is insignificant.
No, it's not even. Let me put it this way. If you dropped the savings into a bowl of water, it wouldn't make a ripple.
Right.
Now, I mean, that's how bad it is.
We need to go
it
back.
It wouldn't even make a
we
ripple.
We need to go back a little bit and frame this issue because it was framed the wrong way the whole time. That is to say, every time I heard it presented, it was, are we going to default or make a deal?
Right.
You know what I mean? And it was like, they never considered, it was like one was bad and one was good.
Right, black and white.
Right. And they didn't understand that there was actually good and bad to both sides. That is to say, there was a good default and a bad default. There was a good deal and a bad deal. And we knew what we were going to get. We got the bad deal.
And, yeah, we got everything bad.
Well, we got the bad deal. I mean, we didn't get the default.
No, we didn't get the default. And you wouldn't have gotten it anyway.
Well,
but
we
didn't
get downgraded
thing.
Today.
Did we
well,
really?
Hold on. And that's, yes,
whoa,
we did.
Really? Yeah.
Breaking news.
Cool.
Double
I did not
A
know
plus.
That.
Double A plus.
No, from whom?
I don't know. This was from Mrs. Jimmy, so who knows?
Okay, because the bottom line is there's been a somebody named Fitch or somebody who's already downgraded us, but they're like a...
Yeah, and China did, too.
And China did, too. But what they're waiting for is the...
You're not worth nothing.
You're not worth nothing. That's what we know about.
You're shitty
dead. Yeah, that's right. No, the big ones, of course, are
when S&P does it,
it's gonna. Now I understand what they said was, tut tut tut, we're not gonna downgrade you now, but we're thinking about it real serious, like tomorrow sometime.
Right, and of course,
which is the same thing as far as I'm concerned.
Right. Well,
I'm gonna spank you on November. Okay. Well, as far as I'm concerned, you've been spanked.
Well, the difference is that, as you know, Jimmy, there's a whole bunch of debt people, debt holders,
right,
who. Their agreements mandate that they hold AAA rating debts.
Actually, it turns out that I realized this, according to Barney Frank, apparently according to Dodd-Frank bill, they actually removed that, but nobody knows it.
Aha, okay.
But still,
right.
Even so, even though if they removed it, that is to say that some of these people who were mandated to hold AAA are now supposedly allowed to hold AA+.
Right.
They still don't want to do it.
Right.
So that's the big deal.
Well,
right.
Okay. So my point is, though, is that what I wanted to point out was that there would have been an upside to a default rather than this dumb deal. That is to say, you know...
The default's going to happen sometime.
Oh, I know.
Going to happen, okay? As far as what Rand Paul and Ron Paul and some of the other Tea Parties that voted, said, better now than later. Because
right.
It's going to be just larger.
Right.
Nothing,
well,
no big deal.
What Bernanke said, if they asked Bernanke about a month ago.
Oh, shit.
What happens if we don't get the deal? And what he said was, well, then immediately the next day, the president would have to decide which programs to cut.
Right.
And so.
And I can tell you, the bond payments would not be one of them.
Okay, and now I want to make that distinction very clear, because people have talked about default.
Default is only when you don't pay your bondholder.
Right, and that's
if you don't pay Social Security, if you don't pay the military, if you don't pay...
That's just being late on your payments.
That's being late on your payments, right.
Right.
That is not a default.
Right, and the bond payments is only 5% of the total budget.
It's not that much, yeah, exactly.
So,
it's like a couple hundred million,
yeah,
a billion.
So that's a doable amount. So there was never going to be a default on the rating.
Never
system.
Was.
It would have only been people not receiving the money, which the Republicans don't want them to receive anymore because they can't.
Right.
Okay. Now, there's one other issue that I want to address.
Okay.
And that is that you know about the champagne glass wealth structure.
No.
Well, okay. The top 5% of the population control X percent, 50% of the wealth, whatever.
Right, right.
And so the argument from the Democratic side is, well, look, there are still rich people, so therefore, you know, we need to take a bunch of their crap and sell it, and then therefore the people who are on Social Security, welfare, and government assistance don't have to take the hit.
Right.
But my question to you is this, Jimmy. I mean, all that money that the wealthy people have, it's in stuff, right?
Exactly.
It's not just sitting around.
No, exactly. And I brought you, and I had a quote here, which a couple of quotes. One is, there was a guy that said, well, that all the rich people, all they do with their money is invest it. And I'm thinking, yeah, that's what they're supposed to do. Invest means for the future.
And it means,
I mean, that's what it is. That's a terrible thing. Instead of spending it. Well, here's a quote from Obama. I'm reading this right now. Extending the unemployment benefits will result in jobs right now. Now, here's my question.
Right.
Here's my question. If you pay people not to work,
right,
how does that make jobs
today?
That's
a job, Jimmy. It's a job. They're receiving the money.
I know, but
they have to go cash the check.
They have to go cash the check, and they have to spend it.
Right.
But here's the great thing.
To spend
Look,
it.
In a nutshell, here is the 30-70 deal that people don't understand. 70% supposedly of the economy is in consumer spending. That's current consumption. What people don't realize is that other 30%, which is the investment, is for the future. That's what supports the economy. What actually supports this economy is the 30%, not the 70%. The fact that you buy a TV set, you buy a new car, whatever, that has nothing to do with supporting this economy. What supports the economy is that 30% that is untalked about. That's
the
investment.
The capital, right?
That's the capital. That's right. And what is happening when you give money to people to not work, you are taking money from that 30% and putting it in the 70% and expanding the 70% to 80 or 90. And to ask yourself, what would happen if this economy was totally 100% spending? Would that be good? According to Obama and other people, yes, because spending creates jobs. It creates jobs for about a week and a half, and then after that, stuff's all gone.
There would be no rich people
there
anymore.
There would be no... Yeah, right, exactly.
I mean, right?
I'm serious. No, the bottom line is what people don't understand is the 30% is the most important part of this economy, and they never talk about that. That is the part that creates wealth for the future. That is what creates the new iPhone, the new TV, the new plasma TV, not at $1,200 or $12,000, but at $1,200. That's what does it. The competition in the future is what happens.
And that money is tied up, isn't it, in stuff like bricks and mortar and...
bricks and mortar are capital.
Right.
But my point is this, that capital is the most important thing about a capitalistic system. Hello, that's why they call it a capitalistic system.
Right, and my point is that they can't just take that money from the rich because it's the same thing as just taking it right out of the productive sector of the economy.
And the whole point is this. When a guy puts the money in the bank, and they say, well, this is a terrible thing. The guy put the money in the bank and it's doing nothing. No, I'm sorry. The bank loans that money out to somebody who's going to pay them back with interest on something that is created and is going to create value.
And the only 30% thing that can
here,
be.
The whole point is this. If you learn nothing else from the Jimmy Doan Show, it's the 30% that nobody talks about that is the most important part of the... And actually, what happens is that people, individual people, realize this. This is why they're so chagrined, so upset about the fact that people are paying down their debt. What they're doing is they're putting money that they would spend and paying down debt, which is the same thing as creating capital. They're paying down the debt so that the debt doesn't occur. I mean, the point is that debt is the antithesis of spending. Oh, no, that's not right. I'll think about it. I'll come back to this. My point is this.
Debt is the antithesis of opportunity.
Well, it's certainly for the person that's in debt. But right. The person that gets the money is supposed to return it with interest, which means they've created something that is worth more than they spent. Now, if you just simply go out and spend the money, you've created nothing.
Right. Well, the only thing the only thing that could possibly be is some kind of a job. That is to say, You know, you go get the money from the bank. You're getting it to be productive with it.
You're getting it
because the bank,
unless they're an idiot, realizes that they look at the investment opportunity and they say, okay, you're going to create this shoe factory and you're going to create shoes at a cost of, you know, $20 and sell them for 30. And therefore, we'll get our money back.
Right, right.
That's capitalism. Okay. But if you simply go out and spend the money, if you don't do that, and you simply spend the money on the existing shoes, once it's gone, it's gone. There's no factory. There's no more shoes. There's just the ones that were there in the first place. I mean, the simple fact is, 100% consumer economy, if you believe the people that the Keynesians and the Bernankes and all these people, this would be a great thing. In fact, that's the death knell of a capitalist.
Yeah, no,
death knell.
I heard John Stewart come out and say he had Goolsbee on the other night, and
I saw that.
Did you
say Alan Goolsbee?
And
yes.
he said, "Hey, right. the stimulus worked, and so how come we're not just doing that again?"
Yeah,
you know, and it's
and of course it didn't work, and we're not doing it again. I mean, that's the whole point. If you take capital and spend it, then you have no capital. You have no
right.
There is no future.
And well, but also it needs to be pointed out that you do get the temporary initial bump
right.
because of the spending. And that's what everybody keeps talking about.
Right.
But they keep talking about it in the context of as if it's permanent.
Right.
And, you know, like, oh, well, we need more spending because that creates jobs.
The point is that once the food is gone, it's
right.
gone.
Exactly.
Once you've eaten the food, there is no more. Unless you have invested capital in a garden.
Right.
But if you take that money that you would put in the garden and eat it, That's called eating the seed corn. This is so normal that people don't understand this. And the point is that what individuals are doing today is stashing money for the future because individuals realize what the story is, but somehow the government is different? No. The government is sucking up the capital in spades. Now, fortunately, they're sucking up from China and Japan and people like that who are going to take it in the short.
Well, that's the other thing, is all these countries are devaluing the currency. I mean, everybody's... We were talking about it.
I saw that
they're going to be selling off like national monuments. Would you like the Eiffel Tower? You know, it's not too bad.
What I thought was very disappointing today was the Swiss decided finally to devalue their currency.
No kidding.
You know, I don't know if you know this, but when Jimmy first started buying Swiss francs, they were 78 cents each. They went to a dollar and a quarter. And now the Swiss have decided to pump up some more cash, and so Jimmy's Swiss francs are now tanking, and I'm not happy about that.
Well, back to the stimulus package from the government, and apparently, according to
package. Let me tell you, it's like a meth trip.
Well, I'm just trying to tell
exactly.
you. Stitch sent me this one article, and it says Obama's economist's stimulus has cost $278,000 per job.
Right.
In other words, if you boil it out.
When you and I, when we were, years ago, when we were on the, actually on the air, we talked about the Vietnam thing, and that is if you'd written a check to all of the people that were killed in Vietnam, it was like $10,000 or something, you could have bought them all off, and it was like twice or three or four times that by the time you actually murdered them all.
Right.
I mean, you could have written a check and won the war and right. instead of having 55,000
right.
people
dead. Don't fight.
Dead.
Here's $10,000.
Exactly. No. We would have made money going away. So anyway, the point is this. The markets know this is why gold is going up, and
right.
this is why Jimmy is now.
The deal is done.
No, here's the deal. Go back to the old Jimmy Doan shows when gold was 900, 600, 500, 1,000, whatever it was, and Jimmy said, it'll be $1,500. And I got the hoo-haws from You Wouldn't Believe, right? $1,500. Not in my lifetime. Yada yada yada. Okay, Jimmy is now telling
1680
you $1,680. Okay, well it dropped some. It's down to 60 whatever it was. Okay, Jimmy is now predicting $2,500 by December of not this year, next year. $2,500.
Wow.
No, $2,500. Watch this.
Ooh.
You cannot lose, Jimmy. Anybody that has listened to Jimmy Doan's show in the last year and a half and has bought gold should be sending me money. I'm serious. 10%. I say tithe to Jimmy, okay? Here's the deal. PayPal, it's not a problem. Tithe to Jimmy what you've made because you are rich today.
And I'll tell you
well,
also.
You're about 9 for 10 on your predictions. Unfortunately, that Hillary one really sunk.
The Hillary,
no, still no, on, man. That's no, still on.
She didn't win. She didn't get in prison before he's going to get out. That's the thing.
He's not out yet.
I know.
So I still got a year and a half.
Margin.
I got a year and a half.
Right.
And let's not totally diss Jimmy yet. You're right.
Right.
It is becoming less true.
Right.
That this may happen.
It's
Jimmy's
still going to take like you know. I think, you know, to get her in there, right?
Okay, no, that's right. Yeah, it's going to take 4 or 5. That's right. Okay, so, you know, Jimmy's wavering slightly, but let's...
Still holding ground.
Chop's still up. I got my fingernails. I'm growing my fingernails. They're grabbing the cliff. I'm sliding down a little bit, but I'm not at the bottom yet. Okay.
And Hillary's holding on to your feet.
That's it. Right. My God. That's
wiggling.
That's Wiggy. It exactly.
That's right.
Okay. Anything else you got off the top of your head?
Well, no. Well, I just wanted to point out, you know, the only thing that's really keeping the dollar up at this point is the fact that they're crashing the euro even faster.
The point is,
Italy's going down. You want to buy Spain? The leaning tower of Pisa?
Hey, we got a tower for you.
She's not so bad.
She's not so bad. She's a leaning little.
She's a good
hey, I don't want to buy that. It's all like leaning over.
No. You're missing the point here.
She's a good for suicide.
Right. You're not hitting bottom on the way down.
What pyramids. Get your pyramids over here.
Get your pyramids.
That's right. Oh, my God.
Shipping is extra.
Shipping. So you know, they ship the damn London Bridge over to Arizona.
Yeah, I know.
So what's the leaning tower pizza? No problem.
Yeah.
Okay. They're going to start selling them. You know, the Eiffel Tower, you want it? It's just a little old.
You know, he was supposed to come down after the
thing. Oh, I know. I can't believe
it. You 1888,
1878.
It was whatever it was. It was a one-year project.
It was a one-year project. Supposed to tear it down, yeah. And we've been there.
Hey, well, that's capitalism. Made money.
That's right. It's still
making money.
Yep.
That's right. Euros, whatever.
And you'll be able to buy it for pennies on the dollar through the Jimmy Jones Show.
We like centimes on the franc. Okay.
We'll send you a piece of iron.
Okay, that's it. I noticed that one of the things that they did do since we've been there is they've totally dissed the froggy bucks. I love that one.
They'll be back.
They'll be back.
That's right.
The froggy bucks will be back. That's right.
As they shove the EU into sulfuric acid.
That's it. Boy, I'll tell you, ain't going to last much longer.
No.
Bye-bye. Okay, I'm about done with the stuff that I really had here. Other than that, I just love this stuff. The new Visa card and the Tea Party, the terrorists. I mean, can you imagine? Biden equated the Tea Partiers, who are like your mild-mannered Clark Kent reporter.
They're politicians.
With the box cutter people on an airplane.
Well, no, it makes perfect sense. It has to be that way.
I know,
that's how threatening they are.
I understand,
to them,
but hyperbole is just hyperbole has a bad name now. I'm serious.
Inching its way out of the dictionary.
No, I'm serious.
Exaggeration is just...
I'm serious.
I don't want to be in Webster's anymore.
No, that's right. I mean, you know, I would have thought... exaggeration? No, it's like, what is the next level? What's the exaggeration to the 10th power? I don't know. I mean, what's the next word you could use? I just don't know.
Bastardization is what it is. I mean, look, it's a ridiculous situation. But I'm very interested to see how the election is going to go... Because there's going to be a lot of upset people. I mean, I just want to mention one other thing. This little super Congress.
Oh, my God. And I saw that Ron Paul's getting ready to soon say you can't have this. And he's right.
Thank you. I'm so glad.
No, Ron Paul has said, I'm going to take it to court. You cannot do this.
I'm so
yada,
glad.
Yada, yada, yada.
Yes, exactly.
That's exactly right. No. It's, you know, you can't. Look, and they've already. Here's the deal.
Did you see what they did?
Oh, no. Don't even go there. Here's the deal.
You don't even go there, sister.
You have to understand that all of the agencies, from the FDA, the EPA, all the alphabet agencies, they're all illegal on that same basis.
Right. Exactly. But this is the epitome of that.
This is like the tenth of one of those.
They're delegating to a body within themselves to make actual law.
12
Not
guys.
Not code, but law.
12 guys.
And yeah.
No, they actually said that they can vote it down on a yes or no thing.
Oh, the supermen
can come in and say, here's what we're going to do. No amendments, no nothing, no discussion, yes or no. That's the deal.
Yeah, well, it still seems to me no.
Of course it's no. That's why Ron Paul, the only sane person up there, forgot. And he's retiring, like, he's like said, I'm out of here. I've like so had it.
Well, look,
and they're smart.
And Jimmy, look, here.
Well, I think he's still running for president.
He's going to run for president. The point is that the fact is that over the last 30 or 40, 50 years, the education system has dumbed down America. It's like Idiocracy. It's like that movie, Idiocracy. I mean, these people are. They'll believe anything you tell them.
We'll be hanging out with him on Doan Island somewhere.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Which reminds me, by the way, that brings back the 10% on the gold money that people have made because we need to get out of here pretty quick. We got about a year and a half. Seriously, the fact is.
You know how this comes.
Let me just finish.
The thermometer is broken double digits just barely.
Yeah, okay. Here's the deal.
Triple digits.
Triple digits, right. The deal is that okay, I forgot.
So Stone Island, you're going to and real estate. We got to get out of here. We
got to get out of here.
And what I was going to say was the way that this conflict is going to culminate and is quite clear. That is to say, the two sides are continually digging in, and that means that there's going to be just a big conflict ultimately. What you probably will have is exactly what seems to be forming, which is they're going to give special powers to some or another group, and this watch out.
This is the way all societies finally deteriorate.
Exactly.
This is what happened with Hitler, and I don't need to bring him up as a Nazi, but what happens is they finally say, we need a person powerful enough to take control and do it. And, of course, that person is a tyrant. Now, what I was going to say was it came back. The unemployment rate today...
Now, welcome back to the Jimmy Dunn
Show. Welcome back to the Jimmy Dunn
Show.
Okay. The unemployment rate today dropped to 9.1 from 9.2%.
Ooh!
No, it actually didn't, but it's what I'm saying is, Jimmy has made this prediction that by election, Obama will not be reelected, and the reason is that the economy in by October...
There won't be a United States to elect him.
No, pretty much. I mean, it'll be so much in the tank. This is all going up and down. This is August, so I'm talking about...
You think he's
going
to win the primary?
14... Yeah, right, like there's going to be a primary. No, here's the deal.
United Federation of Orlando.
Hillary.
No, she's not going to run against him. And I say that. Anything could happen between now and next July or August, whenever they
That's what I think is
going to
happen.
Okay, could be. But I'm telling you right now, the unemployment rate is going to be over 10%. The inflation rate is going to be over 10%. Interest rates are going to be over 10%.
Gold's going to be 2,500.
Gold's going to be 2,500. Let me just see. Did I say this? Not by...
you said next December, which is the election.
I said December a year from now, which is 16 months or 14 months or whatever.
That's
okay, right. 2,500. Okay. And that's going to doom Obama, and I don't know who's going
to...
And I don't know. Anyway, that's... Okay. I think I'm going to back off from 2,500. I'm going to say 2,000. I'm sorry. I'm going to be really super safe.
Ooh, Jimmy is just taking back a little bit here. Taking off some time off the table.
By the end of next year?
By the end, we're talking about 2012.
Now, see, here's
December.
The thing, Jimmy. I think there'll be actually a jump right after the election, because what'll happen is they'll do something to try to keep things tame.
Well, the whole point is, though, who's going to? Oh, the whole point is, let me tell you, some piece of organic meat from the Republican Party is going to be elected president.
You think?
Yeah, Obama's not going to win. No, he's out. He's a one-termer. He's like Jimmy Carter. No,
me a one-termer.
No, he's a one-termer. No, seriously. No, I'm telling you, they could run a meat sandwich against him. He's gonna lose.
Well, my thought is that, and what I said before is that if the Tea Party splits the conservative vote,
Tea Party, Schmee Party, doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter. Things are going to be so bad by then that anything that runs, anything that gets the election, it doesn't. I don't care. It could be somebody's toenail that runs.
Schmee
is going to beat him in November.
That's a slight on Darth Vader's mom, Schmee Skywalker, I think.
Okay, whatever. I'm telling you that he's a one-termer. I don't know who's going to be president in November 3rd, but it ain't going to be. It's going to be Republican from Bologna Sandwichville.
From Springfield.
That's something. I don't know.
Springfield.
That's my prediction, and I'm sticking with it.
All right.
Okay, I'm done.
Sounds good.
How long have we been?
What do you got, Eric?
Okay, well, I mean, again...
I did like the part that Hurricane Emily died over Haiti, over Tent City, and, you know, there were like 600,000, no, six, there were still some thousands of tent cities in from...
Well,
from
you
the,
give
from,
a man
so, no,
a
wait, no, here's the deal. There's thousands of tent cities in Haiti, and they were worried that Emily was going to flood them all out, and apparently it died over the mountains or whatever it is, but my point is that, again, go back from the last Jimmy Don Show and see the difference between the tsunami in Japan... After 90 days, and see the difference between now and Haiti, you know, years later.
Right.
I mean, like, hello.
Yeah, not even close.
Not in the same dimension. Forget the universe.
Yeah, I mean,
I love it.
Not a problem. Well, I'll tell you what, then. I had a little clip here because of our the little girl that saved the woodpecker.
Oh, yes, the woodpecker.
And, of course, the baby woodpecker is endangered of being eaten by a cat. So she runs outside, and she grabs the baby woodpecker, and she puts it in a little box. And, you know, her mom and dad are like, oh, no, well, let's take it to, you know, Lowe's or Home Depot or whatever. We'll get it a little cage or, you know, build her a cage or something like that and protect it, you know, and make sure it's okay. And, of course, she walks into who but the Florida Wild Game and, you know, whatever commission people, you know, some officer was in there from the, you know, Florida
endangered species,
endangered species, something like whatever.
Illegal to transport.
Yeah, illegal to transport. You know, $500 fine. The girl is crying like crazy. And again, eventually, due to hoopla from the community, you know, stuff gets dropped. You know, charges and whatever. But still, I mean, that's what it's coming down to. This is the same thing like with the Milka raids.
I love this part. I'm just doing my job.
Yeah, I'm just doing my job.
I'm just doing my job.
Yeah,
what's
yeah.
your job? Arresting people, killing them.
Yeah, I think it's illegal. I think it's illegal to actually...
I heard them into the oven, into the showers.
Right.
I mean, I'm just a herder.
That's just right. a herder.
I put them in, I take them out as ashes. Right. You know, yeah, they come in. I'm an ash converter.
I'm
take
converter.
Humans, I convert
right,
them
right.
to ashes. That's
yeah,
my job.
I have a job. I have a fireman. Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, in your country, you put out fires?
Oh,
no,
that's
totally
that's so
different
weird.
Over here. Oh, wow, cultural differences, amazing. So, I mean, yeah, I don't want them to take away my manatee raincoat or anything like that. But, you know,
manatee
I mean,
raincoat. No, you had the thing from Mr. Burns?
Yeah.
The Mr. Burns clip.
Well, yeah, we will leave this with Monty Burns. rocking us out of this Jimmy Doan, this episode of the... August 5th, 2011, Jimmy Doan show, which happens to be
birthday
Jimmy's birthday.
Show.
And by the way, I did get you a present, but apparently there was some kind of like child labor dispute,
child,
you know, problem in some country.
Are you telling me the girl was under 18?
Yeah, right.
She was under 14.
Yeah,
she was under 12.
You're getting hot. You're getting warmer.
You're getting warmer. Okay. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Have a good one.
Have a good one. God love you. Thank you for listening.
The only thing I'm hunting for is an outfit that looks good. See my vest, made from real gorilla chest. Feel this sweater, there's no better than authentic Irish setter. See this hat, it was my cat, my evening wear, vampire bat. These white slippers are albino, African endangered rhino, grizzly bear underwear, turtle's necks, I've got my share. Beret of poodle on my noodle, it shall rest. Try my red robin suit, it comes one breast or two. See my vest. Like my loafers, former gophers, it was that, a skin my chauffeurs, but a greyhound fur tuxedo would be best. So let's prepare these dogs.
Kill two for matching dogs.
See my vest. Oh, please, won't you see my vest? I really like the vest.